Welcome to a place unlike any other. A living island. A magical, mysterious land far across the sea, where human beings are merely visitors. Home to the civilization of strange and wondrous animals. Gateway to hundreds of millions of other dimensions. Welcome to Otter Island.
Too. After a day of teaching the pups how to catch fish, the last thing I want to do is go catch my own.
On a gentle community, I've been at waterfall practice all day. I just want to relax and let somebody else do the cooking.
Well, hello there, you two. What can I get you today?
We're still waiting for our friend, Amy, but thanks.
Alrighty, just chirp when you're ready.
Actually, I have a bowl of sun.
Like some clamato juice
for that? No, just a little cheap.
Nice choice. I'll get that right to you.
Amy.
Hey, look. There is Tack now.
No. Hey, Blaylock. Hey, Sana.
Tack, you look terrible.
Yeah, I had such a hard day at work.
Something wrong with the trees or something?
What is that on your whisker?
Huh? Oh, that's algae. Yeah, it's all over my fur, too. The entire orchard was flooded.
Flooded? You don't mean...
Yes, I do. Beavers! I hate beavers.
You don't mean that.
The heck I don't. Beavers ruin everything.
Without the dams that beavers built, many otters across the world would have no place to live.
Well, let them have the rest of the world then, but not my orchard. It took Zaru, Snidge, and I 10 hours to clean up the damage they caused.
Aww, poor Tack.
Cut that out!
Gee, sorry, Mr. Grumpy.
Sorry, I'm really tired. I didn't get enough sleep last night, and then this happened.
Any particular reason?
Nightmares.
Well, that... Sorry, hon, I didn't mean to scare you.
It's all right.
I was just going to say that it's interesting you were having nightmares last night. Oren and Sam were just saying the same thing. Oh, here's your salmon crunchies, Amiga. So, are you all ready to order?
I'll have the usual.
Fruit salad?
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm just gonna go talk to Oren and Sam for a minute.
So Taryn is saying, these are the best chocolates I have ever tasted. I turn around, and the guy is going drunk. He didn't even realize it. I said, Taryn.
Amy.
Those chocolates are from the heavy magic dimension that Mogi just came back from?
Yeah.
I said, Taryn, remember what happened to Mogi? He turned into a horse.
Oh my, you mean he...
Yep.
He turned into a anteater.
He looked down at himself and said, can you fix it? I said, sure, but I'll need some charms from Zamjala. And their gate is below the low tide line for another 5 days.
Zamjala, isn't that the dimension where the oceans are acidic?
That's the one. There's just no way I'm swimming in acid. Taryn can just stay an anteater for now.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Tack, what's up?
Amy said that you guys were just talking about nightmares.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we were.
Daddy, maybe he had it too.
Well, Don't keep me in suspense. What do you mean?
Warren, Amanda, and my husband all had the same nightmare last night.
The chair?
The chair.
I still don't understand. What exactly happened in this dream that all of you had?
Well, it starts off happy. A little human boy is playing with a girl puppy. They are walking along the beach, and they find a chair.
And so they play on it like a
teeter. Eventually, they get worn out and take a nap. The human sleeps upon the grass above the beach while the girl curls up on the chair.
That doesn't sound too bad.
When she wakes up, she finds out the tide has come in. It's taken the chair and her with it.
And now she's adrift on the chair in the middle of the ocean. She's too little to swim, and she's so scared.
Oh my!
I dreamed about that I was a birdie.
Do you think there's anything to this?
I doubt it.
But four of you dreamed it.
Actually, it was more than four of you.
Laylock, Sana, won't you join us?
Thank you.
I didn't understand it until I overheard you talking about it, but I believe that many of my students had the same dream.
I wouldn't make too much of it.
Why not?
Because Amanda experienced the dream most clearly.
Again, why not?
Because Amanda is telepathic.
I knew that.
What probably happened is she dreamed this dream and broadcast it to everyone else.
Well, psionics isn't my area of expertise, but it does make sense.
Ah, there you are. Tack, here's your fruit, Mary.
Oh, thanks.
Crustacean platter, that's Orin. Tuna casserole for Sam, and who has a perch? Okay, that's
yes, hon?
What are you doing here? Do you really think it's just a dream?
I'm pretty sure that's all it is. Don't worry your little head about it, sweetheart.
I can't help it. It's just sounds funny. You know that's it. Oh, yeah.
Celia?
That's her name.
Really?
Uh-huh. And she doesn't have a mommy or daddy. William took care of her.
William?
He's the human boy. She's never been away from him, and she really sweet. And she's crying.
Well, even if she really is out there, we don't know where she is. And there's really nothing we can do. But don't worry, sweetie. I'm sure William is looking for her.
Really?
Sure. It's kind of like her dad, right? Daddies always take care of their daughters.
Okay.
Now, why don't you just relax? Try to get some sleep.
Will you tell me a bedtime story?
Oh, all right. Would you like to hear the one about the alien and the giant rat? Once upon a time, on a planet called Venus, there was a little boy named Earth.
Wow, it's such a beautiful day. But I don't remember waking up. Am I dreaming? I think I am.
Amanda.
Huh? Who's there? Oh, hi. Hey, you look pretty. You have little trees on your tail, and your arms look like rocks. Hey, wait! I know who you are! You're the spirit of Otter Island!
I am.
Oh, wow! Hey, I have a question. All my friends at swimming school are wondering, are you a boy or a girl?
Come.
You're not going to tell me, are you?
Listen, Amanda.
I hear it. Somebody is crying. Oh, to help her.
You must fly.
Fly? But I can't fly. Star Otters can fly, but I'm not a Star Otter. I'm just a plushie made out of cloth and stuffing and... Wait a minute. What's happening to my paws? And my arms? They're all covered in feathers. I have wings. I'm turning into a bird. Did you do this, Island? Wait till I tell Poof Poof about this! Hey, wait! He said he dreamed that he was a bird. Did you do that too?
I did. But his mind cannot hear me like yours can. Look straight out toward the horizon.
Okay.
See the star from Rakion to the left of Orion.
You mean the bright one? Not the really flashy bright one, but the other one?
Yes. Fly straight toward that star. And hurry. You must get there before morning.
Okay, here I go. Whee! I've been flying for hours, but nothing is... Hey, what's that? Oh my goodness, it's Celia! Celia!
I want my wheelie. Who are you?
My name is Amanda. I'm an otter, just like you.
But you're a bird.
I'm really an otter. I was turned into a bird so I could come out here and find you. And now, I'm going to go back and tell my daddy where you are, and we're going to save you.
Wait! Don't leave me alone!
Don't worry! I'll come back!
No! I don't want to be alone again!
Oh, hello.
I know where Celia is, Daddy.
Oh, that dream?
Yes, come on.
Honey, I haven't even had breakfast yet.
Come on, Daddy.
All right. I'm coming.
She's out there, Daddy. That way. I saw her, Daddy.
Amanda, sweetie, you saw her in a dream.
It wasn't just a dream. I know she's there. If you start from the area and go straight toward where Prothion rises at night...
Wait, toward Prothion?
Yes, it's the second bright star to the left of Orion.
How do you know what the star is called?
Because the island told me!
We need to go see Sam.
You want me to do what?
Conjure a boat! You are Sam the Conjurer.
Yes, but I have my limitations, Orin. If you want a scarf for a bowl or a tummy rod, I can do those. A boat is way too big.
A raft, then. A raft is mostly air. Can you conjure a raft?
I could maybe conjure a sail. Possibly. But that's my limit, Orin.
If you need a boat, why don't you talk to Blaylock?
Blaylock has a boat?
Of course he does. He's going to teach deep sea diving next year. It would be hard to do that without a boat.
Blaylock, we need to...
borrow my boat.
Yes. How did you know that?
Your daughter sent me a telepathic message while you were on your way.
He's my teacher. I do it all the time.
You'll need a crew. Tech, Sana, and Kahuna are coming with us.
Kahuna?
I know he's annoying.
He's a creep.
Don't be too quick to judge. He's a Kalan. Their culture is different from yours and mine.
You can say that again.
But he's also the fastest sea otter on the entire east side of the island.
Okay, I can put up with him, I suppose. For the pup's sake.
Daddy?
Yes, hon?
Thank you for believing me.
You're welcome. Now come on. We've got a little girl to save.
I've never been this far out from the island before. What is so funny, Kahuna?
Aslan told, Pat. It's simply that having sleek it all over the mond in my time, I find it lusty that...
Excuse me. What all over the what?
A chapo ningo dentura?
Oh, no. I was afraid of this.
What's wrong, Daddy? How come Mr. Kahuna is talking funny?
We've been away from the island for too long. The magic that lets us all understand each other is starting to wear off. How many languages do we have represented here, Sam?
Well, you and I and your daughter speak English. Pak and Balak speak the island roots. Kahuna speaks Chichaga, and Sena, I don't even know.
That's gonna put a crimp in our search plans. How can we coordinate if we can't speak the same language?
She might not even be on this course. She could have drifted 100 leagues by now.
Hey, what's that?
You see it?
No, look, up there. That blue glowing thing.
It's Nero the Star Rider!
Nero! 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 Down here, Nero! Nero!
Sweet Lute. Sweet Wagon Umakak, Sweet Dick, Sweet Kamsang, Kavu, Chuto, Kimakak.
How come you're talking funny?
He's not affected by the island's magic either. He's been out in space, most likely.
Here.
What a... Oh! You conjured a statuette of Celia in the chair.
You see this? Ooh!
Back. He's found her! Quick, follow that Star Otter! Look at that. She must be starving.
Him too got full of
Gluga!
Set sail for home, crew.
Good chopper. Home.
There, little ones. Don't worry. You're going to be okay.
Here we are, home again.
Mr. Blair, I can understand you again.
Look, she's waking up.
We're here! Come on, kiddo. Let's get you ashore so we can get some food in your tummy. You look famished.
I am very hungry.
I know this wonderful place. It's called Amy's Cafe.
So, Saina.
Yes?
Now that this little adventure is over, how would you like to take the boat out again and,
Creep?
Okay, well, I'll be in the kelp beds if you change your mind.
Oh. There are so many otters here. I didn't think there were this many otters in the whole world.
There are quite a lot of us. There are 10 different villages on this island, filled with otters from every corner of the globe. There are Nords, Lobitas, Kalans, Sea Cats, River Wolves. There's the shape-changing Kushtaka and the flying Star Otters. There are even otters from other dimensions. Why, look at Olivia over there. She comes from a world where everybody is a cartoon.
How come they're all here in one place?
I'm sure we all have different reasons for being here, but one thing we all have in common is that we're all friends with the island.
Friends?
Oh, yes. You see, the island is alive.
The island heard you crying, and it wanted to help. So it talked to me in my dream and told me where to find you.
The island loves otters, you see. All kinds of otters. So, it looks out for us. And we look out for it and for each other.
Hey there, little sweetheart. Would you like some more strawberry milk?
Oh, yes, please.
Aw, what a little darling. So polite.
I miss Willie. Will I ever see Willie again?
I honestly don't know, Celia.
Yes, you will. The island has special friends looking for him now. It told me so.
Until then, Sena has an extra room in her burrow. You can stay with her for now. And of course, you're welcome to stay on the island for as long as you like.
Thank you. I think I like it here.
Celia! Celia! Oh, Celia, where can you be? Oh, Celia, why can't I find you?
William?
Who's that? Huh? Where'd that come from?
My name is Quampo. I come from the village of the Kustaka. I have come to help you find Celia.
You know where she is?
Indeed. Swallow this, and you will know the way to where she is.
What's this? A chocolate fish? Hmm. Hey, that's pretty good. My head! I have fur! I'm clawed! What's happening?
You're not clear. This transformation will help you to find Celia once again. After all, every otter knows the way to Otter Island.
Why, you dirty... Come back here and chase me back! Come back here! Oh, man. Look at me. Well, I'm coming, Celia!
Hello, I'm Orin Otter.
And I'm Amanda Otter.
In today's show, we covered a lot of important topics.
Like trust, teamwork, and the importance of beavers to the ecology.
But above all else, the moral of today's story is...
Don't eat strange candies if you don't know what dimension they came from.
In our next episode, meet Sheldon and Truman, two zoo otters who are just looking for a place in the sun.
That's next month. Same otter time, same otter station.
Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye and God bless. This has been the Otter Island Radio Show. Otter Island is a production of the Riverside Players and stars Orin Otter, Kayla Dove, Ashen Fox, Caninus Fox, Susan Fulmer, Dan Fulmer, Phyllis Vary, and Martin Villany. This episode was written and directed by Orin Otter. Additional sound engineering by Kayla Dove, including music gratefully borrowed from Peter Howell and Patty Kingsland. This program is brought to you by the Pandora Families of Comics, which can be seen at www.ottercomics.us and has been broadcast over the Otter Tunes Radio Network.